This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Agatha Achindu, author of Bountiful Cooking, a cookbook of wholesome everyday meals. She's also a certified integrative nutrition health coach and founder of Yummy Spoonfuls, the first organic baby food line to distribute nationally. And Agatha, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us. So for starters, if you would, share your journey into nutrition and wellness and how it led to your work as a certified integrative nutrition health coach. Let's start there.
Yeah, thank you. So when I moved to the United States in 1990, I became somewhat the unofficial dietitian, someone who was helping my schoolmates, then my community, to make better nutrition choices. That person would help them change recipes. Like, oh, well, you can, instead of frying this chicken, let me show you how to bake it. And this little movement started growing. And I got to a point where I had about 45,000 moms in my little community that I was helping them really make better nutrition choices for their kids at home. Then in 2013, something happened that made me look beyond just the physical food that we were eating for me to start taking a more holistic approach, because I'm like, okay, we're eating healthy, we're doing all the right things, we're working out, we're eating healthy, but I'm seeing this challenge. What could be the problem? And that took me into a rabbit hole where I ended up going to Institute of Integrative Nutrition to become certified as an integrative nutrition health coach. And this has really opened my eyes and helped my clients beyond just what we eat on our plate, because there are just so many things that impact our everyday health, from sleep, environmental toxins, relationships. All these things have serious value, just like how we eat and move our body. So that was the part that got me into becoming certified as an integrative nutrition health coach.
Well, I certainly appreciate your sharing some of the backstory there and your background there. That certainly is most helpful and understandable how it all came together. Now, your recipes often draw from an indigenous African wisdom. What are some key principles from these traditions that our audience can apply to improve their health and well-being as well?
Oh, yeah, this is a good one, because the truth is some of the food wisdom we inherit seems like common sense. But in fact, today, as an integrative nutritionist, I'm seeing the science behind it. Whether it's chew your food slowly. This is a thing that my grandmother used to tell me when I'm trying to rush through food. And she would tell me like, oh, your stomach doesn't have any teeth. You have to chew your food well. And science tells us today, digestion truly starts in the mouth. So we have to take the time to chew food. We have to sit down to eat or drink our food with all the senses. We have to avoid eating late at night. All those are traditional wisdom that's been passed down for generations that we took for granted. But some key principles, when I'm sitting here thinking about this today, that generations before, they used to do this. It's simply eat whole foods, eat local food. So you go to your local farmer's market, eat wild caught, honor your food, cook and eat with good intentions. These principles, when you think about it, eat whole foods. Before our food system was industrialized for our own convenience, every food was whole foods. Before we had ways to eat out of season, because of course in America today, you can have a strawberry You can buy strawberry year-round. Most food you can get year-round. When I was growing up, you would only be able to eat what's in season because the supply chain wasn't there. And today, science is telling us this westernized way of eating, the standard American diet, is not life-sustaining. So we need to go back to traditional way of eating. And wild caught, again, before we could do the farm-raised fish and all that, seafood was just wild. You go to you couldn't just raise it in the pond at the back of your house. So those are some principles that I live by in my own house. Because truly, when you eat what's in season, it's actually a lot cheaper. And it tastes better, and it's more nutritious.
Really some great information shared right there, and really do appreciate the thorough response as well. That is much appreciated. Now, your background also includes promoting organic farm-to-table traditions. How can our listeners take steps to incorporate more organic and locally sourced foods into their diets, even in fast-paced urban environments?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the things that I would really hope that your listeners would take from this conversation is that for all the different ways that we can nurture health, diet has to be the one with the most impact, because 3 times a day, and for some people even more than 3 times a day, we load our plates with food. So each time we do that, we want to try and fill our plates with food that's really going to nourish our body from the cellular level on up. I would say the first thing is really to encourage local government to put laws in place that support organic farming, because sometimes it really doesn't matter how much you want to eat better, how much you want to eat organic, how much you want to eat local foods. If it's not accessible to you or everyone in your community, then it really isn't going to work. So that's the first thing. I tell my clients, I tell my family members, let's get involved in politics, because food truly is politics. From the local level, vote people in office that shares the same value like you. I've gone all the way to Congress to advocate for organic farmers. And it's not an easy fight. We need everybody to join. Eat what's in season. That truly does help. And how do you do that? Go to your local farmers market. And one thing that I have used, because of course, we all cannot eat organic all the time. It's not the cheapest. I religiously use the EWG, the Environmental Working Group. They have, it's called the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 Guide. So I know the things that I truly have to buy organic, and the things that, of course, because they are clean, they don't have the high level of pesticide, I can just buy regular. But the one thing I wanted to add, even when we talk about organic, remember, especially when you go to your farmer's market, you can see your local farmer, befriend them, talk to them. Even though they are not certified organic, you would realize that a lot of them are using the organic practices to grow their food. They don't just have the bandwidth to go through the organic certification process because it's expensive and it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, and it is also very expensive. Good points made here today. Really do appreciate your visit and information already shared. We're speaking with Agatha Achindu, author of Bountiful Cooking, a cookbook of wholesome everyday meals, a certified integrative nutrition health coach, and founder of Yummy Spoonfuls, the first organic baby food line to distribute nationally. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, we'd love to hear about the connection between nutrition and overall well-being. How can a focus on nourishing foods contribute to improved mental health and emotional well-being, which certainly seems to be an increasing issue worldwide?
Yeah, I truly pray every time, even when COVID was at its peak, I just kept hoping that we would start prioritizing nutrition in this country, because we really don't. There is the way food impacts us. If you're paying attention, you would know, because there is an immediacy with food. When you eat food, that's good for your body. You feel it. And when you eat food, that's not really good for your body. You feel it immediately. You're bloated. You're gassy. Your stomach, you feel sleepy. There is a direct link between sugar and overly processed food and its connection to inflammation and how that impacts the body and the brain, which can result to mood disorder, including anxiety and depression. When we change our diet, we truly change how we feel. These foods that are so high in sugar and pro-inflammatory oils with little nutrients just causes so much inflammation in the body. And it, unfortunately, affects our mood.
I think so, too. Not only does it affect our moods, but it affects us in so many ways. Really some good points made there as well. Now, with dietary trends constantly evolving, it can be challenging for people to navigate the latest health fads. How do you help individuals distinguish between genuinely beneficial dietary trends and those that might not be as beneficial?
That is the one thing that sometimes when I'll get a new client, I have to really sit and we would smile over it. So to put it, I think the shortest phrase that I can use to answer this question is that I help bridge the gap between basic information and knowledge-based implementation for sustainable results, because there is not a lack of information out there. We have websites, there are podcasts, there are videos, there are lectures, there are webinars. There are all type of information out there that somebody would need for most health seekers. However, what to do and how to do it cannot be so generalized, because we are all bio-individuals. That's why this adage that it's a one man's food is another man's poison. So it truly doesn't matter if it works so well for Peter and if it's trendy, which is how a lot of these informations are. If it's not working for you, then that particular, whatever that trend is, whatever that information is, when it comes to you, it's wrong. So I help my clients really personalize, look through all these different things that's out there and look for what would work for them. And sometimes we have to go through 3-4 different aspects that we'll find something that's unique for their particular needs, whether it's financial, whether it's emotional, whether it's the time, their physique, their mental health, everything. And sometimes even their culture of food and their religion, all those things matter. So it's not what's out there that's trendy, because there is a lot. And it's not working. That's why in this country today, we have the type of issues that we have when it comes to health. When you look at the World Health Organization, or CDC, when they put out the top 10 leading causes of death, and you realize 7 out of the 10 is nutrition, is diet and lifestyle. So we have to go back to traditional wisdom.
Isn't that the truth? Well, Agatha, we certainly do appreciate not only your time spent with us here today, but for what you do and the impact you're making within the nutrition space. Thanks so much for all your efforts. Before you go, and in conclusion, if you would, leave a final tip here for our listeners as they could maybe apply ASAP and take action to be more healthier when it comes to their eating habits.
I would say to eat healthier meals. Remember to eat the rainbow by including a variety of colorful fruits and vegetables in your diet, as each color provides a unique set of nutrients and health benefits. That would be my tip for today.
Agatha, we certainly do appreciate that. And if listeners wanted to get more information on yourself and anything pertaining to this conversation today, where's the best place to get further information?
For Bountiful Cooking, they can grab a copy wherever books are sold nationwide. And they can find me on social media or my website. It's Agatha Achinu.
And of course, listeners, as always, you can find this link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, folks, it is agathaachindu.com. Agatha, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Agatha Achindu, author of Bountiful Cooking, a cookbook of wholesome everyday meals. She's also a certified integrative nutrition health coach and founder of Yummy Spoonfuls, the first organic baby food line to distribute nationally. And for all the details, simply visit agathaachindu.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.